Because good times, it was easy. It was easy. But bad times, we've got some advantages. Now we really get to find out what type of business we run. But the good news about that is if you work on yourself now, you just become stronger as a businessman. But let me start with the story. So I don't know when you guys went into lockdown. And just for context, those of you that haven't heard me speak before, I'll tell you a bit about myself. So I own 9 practices now. We've got another practice we've just acquired. 9 practices, and we see over 3,000 visits every single week. We have over £5 million a year turnover. We've got about 30 plus associates, a team of close to 80 to 100 in that business. And then I do property, and then I also have a coaching group that we now, you know, we definitely, my guess would be the fastest growing, one of the fastest growing coaching groups in the world at the moment, if not the fastest growing. And I'm very blessed. My biggest blessing, I've got a beautiful wife. Her name's Natalie, and some of you might have met her. And then I've got a beautiful three-year-old daughter, and a son who's 13 months, Ben. So who's got kids? Who's got kids on this call? Nobody. Okay. Oh, one, yay, awesome. So she will know. The rest of you, I always say my advice for the rest of you is sleep now. Sleep now. That's all I'm going to say. And so that's really my why. And I'll tell you a little bit about my background because it's going to give you context for what I'm going to teach today. You know, all of us have had tough times, and all of us come into the world with baggage. You know baggage? Yeah, we've all got our own shit. You guys know what I mean, yes? Yeah, we've all got our own shit. And that was my shit. I used to carry around my baggage, you know? And I used to hate that, you know, I just didn't want my children to go through what I went through. But it also made me very motivated. So Tony Robbins says, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. I would never be where I am today if I hadn't been through those 2 bankruptcies. Never. Never, 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 because it made me so motivated. And I can honestly say that I've been very, very blessed. And I don't even know if I've told you this before, but sometimes I feel, do you know the story of King Midas, the Midas touch? Yeah? So like King Midas is like everything he touched turned to gold. Yes? And for me in business, sometimes throughout my career, you know, everything just has gone really well. I've been so blessed. Like sometimes I've really gone, you know, and I've had this little voice in my head going, when's it going to not go well? Eventually something's going to happen. But I've really had this Midas touch. I've been able to be successful, but I've always had this feeling that something's not going to go well because of my background. So I'm a little bit paranoid, you know. And then that all came to a head. That all became very real for me in March this year when we went, I think it was March when we went into lockdown, or February, end of February. When did you guys go into lockdown? March, yeah. How many of you guys can remember where you were when they announced lockdown? Can you remember? Can you remember where you were? I can remember like seeing some of the stuff coming through. And I never forget our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, you know, Boris with the hair. So Boris Johnson, he came on national TV on Sunday night, okay? And he announced lockdown in like a week's time. And let's say we had about 3,000 people in the schedule, in the diary for that week. And we woke up and we opened at 8 a.m., We opened 8 a.m. And I remember I was in the practice from 8. I was in the office from 8. And I'll never forget, the phone started ringing at 8. 7:30. And we had, between 8 and 9, the first hour, we had 100 cancellations. Between 9 and 10, another 100. So we have 100 people cancelling every hour. By lunchtime, I don't think it's possible for me to be more bald, but I was more bald. I've never been so stressed, if you will. And I remember being on the phone outside to my business partner, and we came to the realization that we have to close. because we've got overhead, right? You understand, we've got rentals to pay and all that. And we were getting 100, 100, 100, 100. All of a sudden, before lunchtime, we were down to 2,000 visits from 3,000 visits before lunchtime. And we're like, wow, this is real. And so we just quickly put an announcement out to my whole team, and I told them we were closing on the Wednesday. And I never forget. I'm going to release it one day. My videographer's here with me, and I think I've told him once, but I haven't told him properly. But I actually recorded a video. I recorded a video of myself at home. I was busy drinking. I was busy drinking a glass of red wine, and I recorded a video of how I felt closing my practice. Now, in 10 years of running businesses, I've never closed one practice for even a single day. Not a single day in 10 years. Not even when we have done big refurbishments, nothing. We haven't closed one day, one practice in 10 years. I basically haven't even closed an hour in that time. And here's the stats for you guys all. Now, we're very blessed. We do well financially, but when we were closed, A, we didn't have furlough. What do you guys call it? Furlough also? The government pays some of the salary? Yeah. So that hadn't been announced yet. And we still have rent to pay, and we still have staff to pay, etc. So my business partner and I started crunching some numbers, and we worked out that we were losing, when we were closed, we were losing £5,000 a day. Every day, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, every single day. Now, how many of you would be a little bit stressed if you're losing 5,000 a day? I was stressed, £5,000 a day. And because we still had to pay rent and all of those things. So it brought some really scary emotions in me up, because although I've done very well financially, I could not take a salary for the next 2 or 3 years and be fine and etc. And I've been very, very blessed. But obviously, I've had bad experiences. My parents also went bankrupt. Yeah, you understand. So for me, that was an oh shit moment. That was a is this it moment. Now raise your hand if at some point during lockdown, you had a little bit of an oh shit moment. You're like, oh, this is scary. Like, we all had a scary moment, right? And anyway, it was interesting that throughout the process, I learned a lot about myself, I learned a lot about my business, and I really believe that there's a saying that good times make you a poor businessman. You know, have you heard the saying that a rising tide raises all ships? So if the economy is good, everybody does better, yes? It's when the economy goes bad that the tide goes out and you see who runs poor businesses. Are you guys with me, yes? It's easy to run a good business in good times. It's when the shitty times happen, that's when you know when you start to do good business. Are you a good business? And actually, good times create lazy businessmen. Me included, by the way. Me included. Because there's lots of patients. There's lots of new patients. There's lots of money. Everyone's earning. Unemployment is low. Here in the United Kingdom and the US, unemployment was the lowest it's ever been in the history of mankind. That is great for us as business people. But now it's a different story. Just this week, both Debenhams is a big chain, and Topshop and all of that, that's each of them have 13,000 employees have announced they're going bankrupt. That's close to 30,000 people without jobs just announced this week. So how many of you realize that now more than ever we have to up our business skills? Give me a wave if you realize that. Yeah, we have to up our skills, because good times, it was easy. But bad times, we've got some advantages. Now we really get to find out what type of business we run. But the good news about that is if you work on yourself now, you just become stronger as a businessman.